Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we give God the glory tonight. We're on the air. We just thank God for KASK Radio Station. And we just believe that all things are working together. Tonight that we're just going to have a choice. We're just going to come before God and thank Him for everything He's done and how He's going to make us that He will be there for us. One of the things I would say to us, we want to keep the faith, we want to keep our eyes on Him and just give Him thanks and give Him praise. Because He has done for us today what we couldn't do for ourselves. We just pray for America. We pray for the United States. We pray for the government. We pray for all who are in charge. We just ask God to keep us and to be right there with us. Because it's God. Without God, we can do nothing. But in God, we can do all things. And so tonight, I said, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for everything. Everything you've done for me. Amen. Praise the living God. Hello there, Doc. How you doing?
Hello, Willie. How are you? How's everybody?
Amen. Well, how you doing so far?
I'm doing well. And I just wanted to give you a little heads up.
All right.
Last time that I was on the show, that I sat in on the show and I mentioned about Conroe, the tornado that went through.
Yeah.
That night that when you sent me the text about joining in on the broadcast.
Yeah.
That morning, I think it was, that I had woke up. And I had woke up with a message on my mind.
Uh-huh.
Well, not really on my mind, but a message that it was over me, more or less to say.
Right.
And the message was that all these people that think that they're winning over my daughter, that they're not. And that the message, because I've been posting little notices, things on Facebook from time to time.
Uh-huh.
And like warning them. And the message also said, you have warned them. They haven't listened. Now leave it in my hands.
Yeah. Praise God.
And just like you were saying the other night on the broadcast, that He shows us when it's time.
Yes.
So, just wanted to share that with everybody.
Well, I tell you, that's a great understanding. But one thing we will say, and I keep saying it, we who believe that all things are possible by God. When God does it, it's a done deal. All we have to do is pray, believe Him, trust Him, and watch Him come this path to do it. And so,
That's true.
We're on the radio tonight, I just thank God for you, for your due diligence, for your steadfastness, and above all, to stand with God and to let God. And we just say, one thing I keep saying to all the believers, you got to let the demons go. See, you cannot allow the devil to hang around you. You've got to come before Christ and say, Lord,
you got to have one or the other. You cannot have them both.
No, but you have to come to the Father and surrender your life to Him. And when you surrender your life to Him, you forget about all the earthly things and trust in what God has said in His Word. Because I don't care what nobody say, God can't do nothing if we don't come before Him in prayer and praise
and
worship.
That's
true. Because Jesus said, no man can get to the Father except He come by me. So I'm being a part of everybody. I don't care if you know the witcher, if you don't know the warlock, if you don't know the potentate. But they don't have no power. They don't have no power. They're nothing but
they don't.
And I call them on the radio station every day, face to face. They ain't nothing but a light. Because I put on the whole armor of God. And that's why I try to tell everybody, if you don't know the Word of God, get the Bible and start studying it. The only way you're going to be able to overcome the enemy, you can't see, as I said years ago when I came along, when God speaks, he speaks directly. When you go to the book of Hebrews, you find in chapter 1, God who had passed time spoke to us through the prophets and through this, but now he speaks more eloquently by his son, Jesus Christ. So, who cares when we hear what God's word is? It's God's word.
Yep.
And his word is alive.
Exactly.
It's very quick. And so, that's why I say to you, keep praying. You don't have to keep making mention of it all the time, but just let it go before God to hear this, Father. See, when you don't put it all in God's hand, you come back and pull it back out of God's hand. So, you
that's
can't
true.
Allow God to do work. And so, the more you say, well, look, I got a praise report. I thank you for the praise report. And I want to tell you, all I know is what God is doing through me. He's raising me up from a dead level perpendicular to the square because God has brought me out of darkness. God has brought me out of a pit, a horrible pit, and he's showing me how much he loved me. And so I don't have no choice but to please him. So I got a person going to teach us tonight on the air, so just listen in. She come up and see him. Are you on there with us out there, prophetess? Hello? Well, I guess you didn't come on. Hello?
Yeah, I'll probably be on later.
No, she's on now. She's probably on. She's on. Let me see what's wrong here. Are you there, Providence? Hello? Well, I was just listening to us. One thing that I would say to you tonight as we come, the message is revival. The message is revival. Revival. Re-institute your thinking into us, God. And God, as I was reading in Joshua, Jeremiah last night, God says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy my flock. That includes the fivefold ministry. That includes the teachers. That includes the evangelists. That includes all who are saying they're working in God's stead. So I can tell you something that you need to do. And one thing we have to come to understand more than anything else is that God is able to take us to the next level. If we want to trust God and believe God, we got to hear what God has said. See, God has different people he speaks through, not of a worldly attitude, but what God has to speak to us. And I've come to understand right now we're in the process of going through a biggest revival that he's never seen before. But every demon in hell is going to challenge, but I done told him already. You done lost a deal. You done lost already. You've already lost. How do I know? Because we have on the arm of God. No matter what the devil does, he's attacking the bodies. He's attacking us physically. He's attacking us finally. But we know it's God. God just restores us moment by moment. Have faith. Look unto me. I'm the finisher of your faith. And so I'm so caught up in the, not religion, but into the God kind of faith, till I'm not concerned about, well, the bread is $2 a loaf, so it's $2 a loaf. Pray that God sends no bread, because God has given us the wherewithal to do just that. Now it behooves us, those of us who can believe, and I will say this to you with love and kindness. If you want something from God, you got to first know how to speak God's word. When you speak God's word, you're speaking his authority because he gave us his authority through Jesus Christ. His authority, his authority comes down to the believer. And if we believe, all things are possible. And the more I take God's word, God says in Corinthians, he points out to us in Romans. He points out to all the letters that Paul wrote. And you know what? Paul said, he said, I'm not yet apprehended. I have not yet succumbed to, but I'm pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. So if you don't have a good church, be in a good church. being a Bible teaching church, being a praying church, being a church where they want to lay hands and break the power of darkness all over you. And see, because the days we live in Houston, Texas, you're seeing so much trouble. You ain't seeing nothing. You can look at the television right
exactly.
now. Exactly. Take notice of what's happening. See, but we got to take authority over that. We got to, and you know, when you go to the 17th chapter of St. John, chapter 1, he says, Father, Father, the hour has come, the hour has come, that you may be glorified as it was in the beginning. See, Jesus was there with God. The Holy Spirit right there. And what God is saying to us on the radio, God is believing for us to come a part of. Now, it's up to us to be a part of.
Right.
I don't beg nobody. I don't plead nobody. But if you want to be a part of what we're doing, you got to do what God says. And that's all I ask. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And amen. Yes. Amen. So I believe we got a teacher going to come on as soon in a few minutes. I just know that all things are working together. And you know, as I was studying the word today, and I began to look at Matthew's 28, and it inspired me. Go ye therefore, in other words, Hunter, all the believers, go into the world and preach the gospel. Now, the world means of my neighborhood, Houston, Texas, all around, and preach the gospel. See, there are so many differences with what some people believe. Some are Baptists, some are Presbyterians, a Methodist, some are this, some are that. But no one really wants to believe the real word of God. And that's where we can believe. Because God has given us great power. Power to take the enemy and just say, no, no, no. He says, speak to the mountain. Speak to it. What God said. He said, don't croak up there. I'm praying about the mountain. No, he says, speak to the mountain. Be thou moved. Whatever the situation, be thou moved. And that's why your faith comes into the full factor of what God wants to do. And what God wants to do for us, he wants to bring us to that point. Because he knows, see, when God don't see his faith in you, you ain't going nowhere because the devil's steady attacking you. See, the devil is steady attacking you. You have to have the mind of Jesus Christ. When you go and read the book of he said, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you also. What kind of mind was in Jesus Christ? He had an attitude of victorious. He had an attitude of praising God. He had an attitude of saying, yes, Lord. Whatever good word. And he said, I don't do nothing. That's my Father tell us. So he's saying to us, if we don't hear the Father tell us do something, we ought not do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We ought not do it.
For my feelings to tell me.
Amen. Amen. But I know this much. The devil is a lie. The demons are a lie. And,
yes, he is.
But they don't have no authority. See, they made their last big move against the radio station. And God showed me how to trap. He said, here's what you do. And I've done it. Somebody's going to tell me, no, you're going to have to learn for yourself. You've got to learn for yourself.
And if I can say something, Willie, I'm not trying to sound anything conceited or anything by saying this, but it just like gives me a jolt, like walking into a room and everybody just kind of like mystified. It's like you can like sense the evil in there, and it's like I just feel like laughing, you know, like laughing, like you just said, devil is a liar.
He is a liar. When you walk in that, that's why I try to tell everybody, come on already, stay with us. I ask God for the power of the Holy Spirit. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say it with him. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Fill me.
Fill me.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
And I submit.
And I submit.
To your will.
To your will.
Not my will.
Not my will.
But your will.
But your will.
You promised me.
You promised me.
That if I trust in you.
That if I trust in you.
You would take care of me.
You would take care of me.
Therefore.
I'm sorry.
Therefore. I submit. To your word.
To your word.
Now, Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For living in my body.
For living in my body.
Right now.
Right now.
It don't look like it. But it is.
Sorry.
It don't look like it.
Like it. Doesn't look like it. But it is.
But it is. Tonight.
But it is.
Tonight is my good night.
Good night.
Say hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
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 I lift my hands and say praise you.
I lift my hands and praise you.
And I praise you.
And I praise you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I bet that was feeling good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's God.
It's something coming over me.
That's the Holy Spirit coming over you. See, because we're praying the prayer of faith, we want you to put on the whole armor of God and give no place to darkness. See, when darkness come, they're going to start grinning at you. You know, because they see the light. They can't help themselves. They're trying to make you fall back. But I say to you with love and kindness.
No way. No way, because I'm not going to be the one to take a fall.
Yeah.
These women are going to be the ones to take the fall. I'm going to be there to see it.
Well, see, don't even worry about them. Don't even worry about them.
I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying,
we're going to pray
like I said on Facebook the other day, I posted another notation that I leave them in God's hands, because after the message that I got the other morning, that I said, okay, I'm leaving them in your hands because I don't want revenge. That belongs to you. All I want is justice. And I want my daughter back. And these women to
I keep saying to you with love and kindness.
Right.
It's God saying you don't have to mention it to nobody. You just keep giving God the praise.
Just give it to him.
Yeah. You're giving it in his hands. So you don't have to fight. You don't have to fuss.
Nope. He's going to take my battle.
It's a done deal.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Amen. So the teacher, you there, teacher, prophetess, are you there?
Amen. God bless.
God bless. Amen. Hello?
Amen. We just give God the praise and the glory and honor that's due unto his name.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for who he is. Because he's God, and he's God alone. Can you not hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. So I'm just giving a prayer up to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right now. So, Father, we just give you the praise and the glory and honor that's due unto your name. Father, we ask you right now. You said with two or more we're gathering your name, you would be in the midst, Father. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Not our will, but your will be done, Lord Jesus. In us, through us, and for us, Father, that you will get the glory, but we will get the victory. And Father, because you have already decreed and declared it, we have victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Less of us and more of you right now in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for consuming our minds and our thoughts and our whole being right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against right now every synthetic, every demonic force right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this line right now.
Right
in the name of Jesus. Father, you said no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us, you have already condemned them. You said it was our inheritance and it's our right as a child of God. So, Father, we thank you right now for showing yourself mighty and powerful and strong on this line tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we just give you praise and we give you glory. And we just give you honor right now. Father, you said let the church hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto them in this hour. And God, we just thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Not our will, but yours. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen.
You know, it's been dear and put on my heart. I was going to talk about when the disciples asked Jesus, how would we know that the end is near?
My God.
But as I came on the line, the Holy Spirit is switching what he wanted me to say earlier, because we have to deal with the right now.
The right now.
And I thank, amen, and I thank God for the prayer you just offered for the young lady. And I pray that she receives the prayer of the Holy Spirit and his power.
Amen.
And I'm going to come out of the book of Luke chapter 4. And Jesus began, filled of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
Yes.
Being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered it to him, saying, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that's where I want to stop at for right now. And that's what we got to understand, and we got to get in the Word of God, because the Word already decrees and declares that we have power.
Yes.
Over the enemy. He says he's given us power to tread upon scorpions and serpents and all our enemies, and nothing shall harm us. By any means shall it harm us.
Amen.
So we got to take hold to God's promises, and we got to hold on to what his word says.
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and God was the Word. And that's what we got to understand. If we get in our word, that's where the power comes in.
Yes. My.
Knowing God's word is our defense of whatever we're fighting or whatever we're going through. And I heard the young lady when I was coming in say that she knows when she walks in a room full of just evilness, and she just wanted to laugh sometimes. Well, the Word of God says in Proverbs that I will cause you to laugh in the enemy's face. We got to understand who we are walking with and who's inside of us. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we got to stop taking off of our defense when things come that we don't quite understand.
Amen.
And that's why the Word of God says, lean not to your own understanding, acknowledge him in all that we do, and he shall direct our path. I love baseball, and sometimes I use metaphors from baseball. Now, when that pitcher is throwing that ball, and that ball is coming at you 95 to 115 miles per hour, and that ball hits you, you fall down because of the sting, but you don't lay down, you get back up. And that's what the enemy does. He throws fiery dots
Yes.
And we cannot continue to stay down. We have to get back up and put on our shield of faith. Because when pain hits you, it does take you in a place of confusion or disarray, but you automatic bring yourself back into alignment. And this is what Jesus did when he was in the wilderness. Now, verse 4-5 says, and Jesus answered him and said, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Yeah. So when you get seen or stung by the enemy or whatever situation it is, you put the word of God on it because he's your defense. He's the one that has fighting every battle that it is to be won. All we got to do is walk it out. One day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day for God.
Yes, Lord.
But let me show you where his strength came in at. His strength came in when it says that he was fasting. He didn't eat nothing. His body might have been physically weak, but his spiritual body, mind was spiritual strong. He was stronger than ever because that's when the Holy Spirit, you can hear him clearly. We have two things that's clogging up or distractions that's causing us not to see and hear the voice of God.
My God, my God. Make it plain, make it plain.
It's a lot of time. Right here, even on a prayer call, God will show up on a line. And because people got all of this going on in their mindset, somebody wrote a song years and years ago. Your body's here, but your mind is on the other side of town. No, it's got to line up. There's an alignment that must take place. And it's the same thing in the will of God. There's alignment got to take place. In order to reap the benefits, you first got to submit yourself to the will and authority of God by becoming one of his children. We cannot continue to have a form of godliness denying the power within. When the power within the Holy Spirit, it brings forth change.
Yes.
You are now, we are now planted with a righteous seed. And that righteous seed should take root in everything that's not of God. Gotta come out.
Yes, it will.
And the more and more we feed ourselves the word of God, the more you will see the fruit of his spirit being birthed, coming out, coming forth. John 15, he is the vine, we're the branches. We got to be purged, saints.
Yes.
We got to be purged. And the only way we're washed is through the word of God.
That's it.
But we got to get in the word of God. Verse 5, and the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. That's what the word does. It offers you all this beautiful stuff. And we know what the word of God says, and some of us don't know what the word of God says. But the wages of sin is death. But it's a pleasure. It feels good. It looks good. And everybody got to have it, and everybody wants it. Whatever trend is set, that's what people gravitate to. But we got to set the trend, the characteristics of Jesus Christ We're called to be his advocate.
Yes.
We're made in his image and his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
And people should see the light of God on each and every one of us. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I would give it. If thou therefore worship me, all shall be thou. First of all, Romans 13 says that all power is given by God.
Yes.
All
yes.
power.
All power.
Even the little power that the devil has, that was given by God. And God, being who he is, he never relinquished his authority, and he never would give anybody more power than what he had. Because we see, just with the little bit of power that the enemy has, how he wars against God.
Yes.
Daily.
My.
Daily. Trying to take over the throne of God. But we already know through the word that Jesus, that God gave his son all the power in this world and under and the world to come.
Amen.
Jesus went into hell and he snatched the keys of death back.
Yes.
Now we got to stop allowing things. That's why we have to get in a relationship.
Yes.
For ourselves, hearing the voice of God for ourselves, so we can know that, first of all, he says, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. How many people know that you are a bride of God, that he's coming back for you?
Right.
How many people know that the veil has been ripped, that you don't have to wait for Pastor Hunter to pray for you? You can go before God yourself and go up.
Amen.
But there is a standard. There is a standard that takes you into that place.
Mm-hmm.
That you're able to come in that holy place. He said,
sin.
It can't come up there. So you got to be washed and you got to be clean. He says, only those who can stand on this holy mountain must what? Have pure hands. I mean, have clean hands and a pure heart. Saints, it's time to get in right standards with God. You know, he said when the enemy comes in like a flood, he should raise a standard. But people have not set a standard.
My.
You know, our gifts, they come without repentance. So we can be preaching, teaching, doing the work in the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
But God has left the building.
My.
God has fired you, but because of his word is true, it's not going to return back to him non-void. So you're still going to be effective. But we should always know when we're in the presence of God and know that he's with you. It's time to do self-examination and ask God to show you you. Show me, Father, if there's anything that's in me that's not pleasing to you. It should be a daily prayer that we pray. That's not pleasing to you. Remove it, because we want to be effective in his kingdom.
Yes.
Verse 7. If thou therefore will worship me, all yet shall be thou. And Jesus answered and said unto him, this is what, listen to the authority that come in. Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord God with all thou serve.
My.
Every time the enemy comes in to try to attack us in whatever situation it is. Young lady, I heard you. You're fighting for your children's back. That should be your answer. Satan, get behind me. These are my children, and I want them back. In the name of Jesus. We got to begin to stand in authority and the power that God has given us. But he cannot fight for us when we're not using his word.
Amen.
He said he will fight for us, and we shall have peace.
Yes.
So I say tonight, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and allow the King of Glory to come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God strong and mighty. The Lord God strong and power. He shall fight for you, and you shall have peace.
We shall have peace. My.
Shall have peace.
Shall have peace.
And he brought him to Jerusalem, and he set him on the pinnacle of his temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from him. For it is written, he shall give his angel charge over thee. Listen to the enemy, quoting scripture himself. He shall give you charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands that shall bear thee up, and let at any time their feet dash against the stone. And Jesus replied back to him and answered and said unto him, it is, thou shall not tempt the Lord thy God. God said in his word that we are now those who walk by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, but they are now called sons and daughters of God.
Yes.
You have the same authority and the same right to quote the same exact thing that the Son of the Living God said. Are you not a child of God? It's your inheritance.
My mama.
And when the devil had in all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Listen, only for a season.
My God.
Only for a season. You're not going to always be in a battle. You're not going to always be in a war. God has blessings for you. God has promise for you. God has healing for you. You're not going to always be in a war. But you got to keep your mind stayed up on him. We got to stay focused. And I love to tell the story about Peter when he asked Jesus, can I walk on the water? I love that story because it's so significant to what is going on right now. And we missed the verse 40 that it says that, and we shall get to the other side.
Yes. My.
That's what we missed upon it. We shall get to the other side. It doesn't make any difference what the circumstance, situations, the water's troubling, the waves are high, your ship is sinking, but you still should get to the other side. It's time for us to truly fight that good fight of faith.
Amen. Praise God.
It behooves those that don't have a relationship with God to get into a relationship with him. He loves you so much. He died for you. He rose for you. He fought for you. He did everything that you needed him to do. He's provided for you. He got the cure for whatever it is that you need, and he owns all the cattle, 1,000 cattle in the hills. The earth is his, and the fullness thereof. There's nothing that God's kingdom is missing or lacking, except people. Except people. He created this for us to enjoy. He planted everything. Look at the beauty that surrounds each and every one of us. It doesn't make a difference what town or state or city you're in. But look at the beauty. Look at yourself. Look how he fashioned you. Look how he carved out your hands and gave you fingerprints and gave you lines and everything in your hand to let you have your own identity.
My God. Woo! Praise him.
Time to tap in to the spirit of the living God. All this other stuff, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's going to pass away one day. Where are you planting your seeds at? Are you planting them here on this earth, or are you planting them in heavenly places? Where he promised you that abundant, eternal life with him.
Yes. Amen.
It's time to recommit. It's time to tell God, I'm sold out. You know, people say this a lot. God knows my heart, and he truly does, people. He really does. He knows your heart.
Yes.
Like, he wants to have your heart. He wants you to turn that heart over to him. The kingdom of God add its riches and no sorrows.
My.
This is the best riches that you can leave for the next generation. The Word of God says that we leave an inheritance for our children and our children's children and our children's children. Let that foundation, first of all, be that solid rock, Christ Jesus. Because except he build a house, the labor's in vain. Whatever you do, let God be the center of everything that you do. Put him in the middle, and you start branching off over here. God, what you want me to do over here? What you want me to do over there? What you want me to do over here?
Amen.
Let him be the center of it.
My God.
But remember this right here. Any man that loves the world don't love his father. It's not my word, it's his word.
Yeah.
Fall in love with Jesus and coming from out of this world. We're in it, but not of it. Remember, we got a place that we will return to one day. He says that we are joint heirs, already seated on the right hand of Christ, of the Father.
Yes.
I want to return back to that place.
Yes.
And I pray that you will want to return back to that place.
I'm.
You know, a lot of children, and it's sad to make this statement, but it's a true statement. A lot of children don't even know their father, have never seen their natural father, but they have a heavenly father that they truly can see one day, that truly loves them right now. And that's what we got to start doing. We got to start introducing them to the everlasting Father. We know him as God. We know him as the Almighty. We know him as the Great I Am. We know him as a Wonderful Counselor. We know him as the Prince of Peace. But let's get to know him as a Father.
Amen.
And when we get to know him as a Father, we will truly experience the love of God that we can spread from bosom to bosom to bosom to bosom to bosom.
Amen.
What a great Father. What a great Father that would give His only begotten Son that the world, may be saved.
Amen. The world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I bless the Lord for everything that
Amen.
He's doing and has done and will continue to do. It might
Amen.
Seem like that things are chaotic, out of control, but believe me, God don't make no mistakes.
No.
Everything has already been predestined.
Amen.
And it's up to us to walk in the will and the way of God.
Amen. Amen.
And so we call every crooked place straight tonight. We call every rough edge smooth tonight. Father, we say you look down. You allow heaven to drop down and kiss earth. Father,
yeah.
we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus,
Jesus
for your healing power, God, that will heal this land, God. You said my people which was called by your name will humble themselves, seek your face, repent, turn from our wicked ways.
Yeah.
Then you should hear from heaven and forgive us and heal our land. God, the land is screaming. The
yeah.
land is in pain, Father. And Father God, we see the spirits that's operating on this land, God, in the name of Jesus. And because of your power and authority, God, we cast down everything right now that's not of you, Father God. And God, we ask you to lift up that holy standard now, God. God,
yeah.
you said you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, God.
All flesh.
God, pour out your spirit right now, God. Where they are
right.
hard hearts, God, remove those hearts, God, and give them hearts of flesh, God, that they will begin to love and have compassion, God, and mercy, God, in the name of Jesus, Father.
Jesus.
You said the meek shall inherit the earth, Father God. And God, I thank you right now, God, for bringing order, God, in Philadelphia and in Baltimore right now, God, and in New York, God, and any other state right now, Father God, that's getting in an uproar, Father God, feel like they must do something, God. God, you said that you justify us. So, God, we ask you to bring justice to this situation that's going on in this land right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. You know, it took a great act in order for people to get up and move. And, God, I'm sorry that it was a negative act for people to get up and move to set a standard, God. But, God, I thank you that their eyes are open now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. But let them do it in all humility, Father, God. God, you created us, and you said there's no respectable person, Father. You created all races, God.
All races.
God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, for peace that surpasses understanding, God, in this world, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. God, your word said it. There
will
be rumors of war. This is we know that we're in the end time, God, because your word has declared it already, God. And Father God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you said you would not come back until all nations have heard of you, God. And Lord Jesus, I thank you right now that we will be coming about your business, God, to get your word out there, to get you out there, Father God, that they may come to repentance, God. God, I plead the blood upon this land right now, God, that it will cause men and women to come into that place of repentance, Father God, and fall on their knees and say, what must I do to be saved, God? God, I pray for a great revival, God, to begin, Father God, throughout
yes.
this land. Like never before, God. I pray for the hunger and the thirst like never before, God. In the name of Jesus. He said, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled, God. God, I ask you to fill them up, Father. Fill them up, God. that it may bring glory to your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for our angels that stand guard and stand post, God. Let not another tragedy go on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, without you intervening. God, you intervene. You intervene, Father God. You said your arms are not waxed too short, Father. You stretched out the heavens and the earth, Father God. And God, we ask you to stretch out your hands upon this earth right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, you chastise your children, Father God. You bring them back into order, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I thank you for doing it right now, God. God, I thank you for unity, God, but all saints, God, that we will come together, Father God. God, that you will tear down the barrier, God, the walls and the colors, God, that we will come out of this racist mindset, God, and that we would come unified as one like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You say there's one God and one people, God. And God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that we will stop seeing color, God, because you say there's no more Jew nor Gentile, nor bond nor free, God, nor male nor female. You said we are all of one in Christ Jesus, God. And let us become one, Father, like never before. You said you and the Father are as one. So must we be. And God, I decree and declare it to be on tonight, Father God. I decree and declare unity on tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, let it begin with us on this phone line, Father God, and let it spread abroad, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let that domino effect, God, let it hit, Father God, like the rabbit reproduce so rapidly, Father God. Let it reproduce so rapidly, Father God. You told us to be fruitful in this land, and you told us to multiply, God. God, let us begin to multiply, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God. Oh, God, I praise you, and I give you glory, and I give you honor for what you're doing, Father God. Greater works you said, Father God, that we must do, Father God. Now, God, I thank you that we would get in position, God. We would get our mindset, we would get our bodies right, God, that we would be able to stand, Father God, on that front line, Father God. And, God, when you say go, we will be ready, Father God. And, God, I thank you right now for sharpening every tool that we need to carry on that field, God. God, I thank you for the full armor of God on tonight, God. I thank you, Father God, for our breastplate, God, our head of righteousness, God. I thank you for our sword, God. I thank you for our shield of faith. I thank you for our peace of son and the gospel, God. I thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, Father God, I bless your holy name, God. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor, God. In this season, Father God, right now what you're doing, God. We give you praise and glory. We give you honor. It's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Tonight, that we just come before God continuously and thank him. And one thing I thank God for, as a young man I was talking with the other day, and he has a program on Blog Talk Radio, and it's in the Lions Den. And I know that there are a lot of things in America that are going on. A lot of things that are going on. But it's called UNITY. It's called UNITY. And what God is allowing to let us see, those of us who say we believe, you got to stop. See, I tell you, with all that I have nothing. Because I'm looking for the great revival to ever be right in the Houston, Texas. That's what I'm asking for. The greatest revival. It starts with me. I've got to sit down. I've got to pull off. I've got to put on. Because I want God to use me. Am I concerned about you? Yes, I am. But I know what God can do. I know what God has made a commitment to. And we read the Bible, and in 1 John 5:12, I believe, 12 on that. It said, this is the confidence that I have. Now, I don't know about you, but this is the confidence I have, that I have. If you have that same confidence, we can ask him anything, because he heareth us. He heareth us. And when he hears us, he answers us. He knows our petition. He's going to answer us when he answers, he answers. See, with God, there is no T-I-M-E. There is no T-I-M-E. And with God, see, the faith factor, When you see your faith step up to the as the sister said, when you see that ball coming at a 95 to 150 miles, you got to step up to the plate. You got to step up. You can't be afraid of the power that's coming from the devil. You got to say, okay, good. Wham, boom. You got to hit him right back. And then I want to do this right by the grace of God. That young lady that took her son, God showed. And if you go back and read the book of Proverbs, a woman, it says, man, remember the words of thy father and forget not thy mother's words. Don't forget the words. Don't forget the words of mother. When a woman teaches a man, the word is pure. And I just love what she, and I was just having so much fun, so much joy. And when she caught him with his hoodie on, and she said, this is not what you're supposed to be. And when she went, kabam, 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 kabam. He tried to get away. She caught him again. Kabam. She said, I didn't raise you to be like this here. He had to pull his hoodie off. I said, that's what God is saying. Reveal, expose, and destroy Satan in the right generation. And I know that I'm open to the lines. Amen. The line's open to everybody got a word to say. Thank you for the message, prophetess. Thank you. Amen. For that young man from the line of Dean, are you on the line with us, sir? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Are you on the line with us?
Yep.
Okay, you got a word you want to say? What God is blessing you with?
I know who you're talking to. I'm like, okay, you're talking to me? Okay.
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I do. Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Let me tackle the word. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number one.
Okay.
Said, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us. Well, I'm sorry, hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance.
Amen.
The race marked out for us. Now I want to skip down to number seven. And seven says, endure hardship as discipline.
Mm-hmm.
God is treating you as sons, for what son is not disciplined by his father? But then ladies spoke about people not knowing they real father. I was one of them. My stepfather was a horrible man. I mean, evil.
Mm.
My bio father, I never knew the brother. Never knew him. And both my mom and my wife has asked me, do you know your father? I told them both no. You know, despite what he has, if he's still alive, I don't know. If he's dead and gone, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried Ancestry.com. The name I've gotten does not come up. So that told me two things. Either one, number one, my mother has lied to me about his real identity. Or number two, God does not want me to know my real father because he is my father.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
And grandma said the same thing before she passed on. She said, you mean you know this man as your father? God is your father, the ultimate father, the UF. You know, I never celebrated Father's Day because my stepfather was, like I say, he was just a bad man. But I praise God for the real fathers out there, whether they're real or half or step, whatever you want to say, who are being a real man to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Harvey said himself that the family that he's been in, the new wife, he said he don't believe in stepsons, stepdaughters. They're all his kids.
Amen.
For those of us who don't have a father, we got one, we just can't see him.
Can't see
we have an elder brother who's in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
But as I thought that, you know, I gave up finding, you know, to Ancestry.com. I even told my mom, I said, don't spend those $1,000 looking for a PI to find this man because he may not want to be found.
That's
now,
right.
I do believe the only person on earth who knew the whereabouts of my father was my grandmother. But she's getting, she's at home with the Lord now. So, there's no way I can get information from her. But that's okay. I'm cool. I've gone 43 years without a father now. I've gone another 43 years more.
Amen.
And then some. So, but the hardship I've dealt with of not having a father, I've gone through some mess in my life. And I don't know if you read my bio, Pastor, on my Blog Talk Radio show. I said, my story is not for the holier-than-thou people or the super saints. There's some biblical scriptures in there, but I'm coming to you from a man's point of view, from the time I was 7 years old up to now. Just because it's real. I cannot be, I can't be fake. I have a lot of time to tell. I try, get upset. I may even, you know, point blank, cuss, but you know, but God's a forgiving God. But I cannot be unreal to those who have not known the true hardship that they're going through. And I want to be a testimony to someone. And if I gotta have a testimony to someone, I gotta go do my test. And I ain't gonna lie, I hate tests. But guess what? It's an open book test. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Words.
Hello.
This is words. And even when we fail, I didn't say if we fail, but when we fail the test,
yes,
he gives a chance after chance after chance. And I'm so sick of these gospel songs who say, I got a second chance.
My God.
Preachers who preach that. And no, the second chance is up a long time ago.
Yeah?
It's a chance. It's another chance. It's another chance. Guess what? It's another chance.
I
mess up daily. Normally I know that I mess up.
My
thoughts, my actions, my words. I say, God, you know what I'm going through right now. I can't do this by myself. You got to help me. You have to help me, God, because your word says that if I give all my cares to you, oh, my God, you know what? God said, he said, I got this. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
My God.
Even though I'm backed up in bills right now, God said, I'm your source. I will make a way out of nowhere. You may not see the way out, but I already got it planned out for your life.
My
even
God.
When I was in my depression, in my mid-30s, about to commit suicide, God said, no. I got plans for you.
My God.
When I carry 2 9mm, I do some damage to somebody out of my anger. God said, no, I got plans for you.
Yes.
Even in my salvation, even in my calling, I still was mad at some things. God said, I got plans for you.
And
that's what he said in his word, plans. Pleasing the Lord Lost my thought. But it's just the fact that no matter what we go through, the hardship is a discipline factor.
Amen.
You can't tell me how to tune up a car if you never know how to tune up a car. You can't tell me how to file for bankruptcy if you've never been broke before. You can't tell me how to. It's just amazing. I'm sorry, I'm at a loss for words. It's just amazing how God's love is towards us. And the stuff that I've been through, I mean, I say it all in my story this coming Sunday, hopefully. It may be part one. But I say this faster. It's 14 pages long. And that's just the surface of my story, the surface of it.
My God.
When God said in verse 4, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of the shedding of your blood, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline.
No.
You can't take God for granted.
Yes.
Amen.
When he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves. If he didn't love us, he probably disciplined us. He let us go all crazy all with it nearly. You know, so we are not all God's God's children. We may be God's creation, but those who are not saved, they're not his children.
My God.
Because when I was in the world, The devil did not attack me because I was out of his.
Yes.
I was already part of the devil's property. The devil said, well, I'm going to attack you for it. You're doing what I want you to do already.
All right.
But I got on God's side. The devil said, wait a minute now. I thought you was on my team. Well, you thought wrong. Mm. I got on the winning side. You know.
Mm.
So, and he punishes us. You know, when I was a little boy, I'm thankful for my grandparents that literally beat me half to death. So people got into. But when they were whipping me, their hand was on me. They would not let me go. And that showed the love they had for their grandson was still there.
Because
they didn't do anything I wanted to do. But they were whipping me up and had the other hand on me.
Yeah.
And that's how God, my hand is still up on you. Yes, I'm whooping you, but my hand is still on you.
That's right. My, my, my. My, my, my. Woo. What a testimony. What a testimony. What a testimony. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for the testimony that we've heard tonight. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. And I was stated to the young man, I too knew not my father. And I'm now 69 years old, but I'm still believing in the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. But my mother, they said my mother's hand was there. And my uncle's hand was there. But my daddy's hand was not there. When I look around, as this young man said, I see everybody. All I can do is say, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I love you. Because you didn't let me go astray.
Yeah,
I love it because you pointed me in the right direction. I love you, Father. And see, the more love I have for you, Father, the more I just surrender my will to you through Jesus Christ. And tonight I'd say everybody on the radio station, listen, I pray this night because there is a revival that has already started. It's already started. I put my talis on, began to pray, and God said, the fire has started. The revival has started. I said, Oh my God. It's already started. It may not look like it, but it's already started. It's not going to be in Baltimore. It's not going to be in Ferguson. It's not going to be in New York. It's going to be in the outer parameters where God power is moving. It's moving in America. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You,
we're going to see some blind eyes open. We're going to see some deaf ears open up. We're going to see some blind ears be brought back. Because God has promised us, as he said to Peter, you can, if you will, walk on the water. I want to be able to walk on the water and do God's will.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, I know this, 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 without a change. Because God said, I am that I am. And besides me, there is no other God.
No other God.
Don't let that fallen angel fool you, because he don't have no authority. He don't have no power. Because Jesus came back and took it from him. That's why the devil is fighting us so hard. He's fighting us so you don't need that power. You don't need that. You don't need this. Yeah, we're going to whoop your head. As I always say to somebody, as an ex-boxer, I always ask him, what round you want to fall in? That's what we have to do. What round you want to fall in? You have to take authority. Take authority. And see, I've been praying for the churches to open up here in Houston. One church said no. Here's another church said okay. But God said, I got a place that all you got to do is trust me. And I'm saying right on the radio station. There is a revival started right now in your heart, in your thinking.
Amen.
You're going to have to
start
praying and believing God, because God's going to pour out his royal diadem. He's giving it pour out. See, and I was reading the Bible, I said, you know what? Israel ate angel's bread when they walked in the wilderness. I said, we even ever eat no angel's bread, no angel's bread, but they ate angel's bread.
Amen.
Can you imagine they ate manna from heaven? Manna
Amen.
From heaven?
Amen.
Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. To eat bread of heaven? That's why they got bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Open wide the fountain from whence the healing water
flows.
That young man has got me fine. If I want to thank God for him. Ooh, in the lion's den. In the lion's den. In the lion's den. Got me fired up. He got me fired up. In the lion's den.
Yes.
It's testimony. It's testimony. Mm-hmm. Your testimony is moving across the entire spectrum on your blog, mm-hmm. Talk with you. I want to thank you for being a part of mine. I want to come on yours one day and be a part of yours. And I want the world to know we are in a battle, because God says, put your trust in me. And you know, as I was reading a word, when I went to the 5th chapter of the book of Romans, as I began to read it, I began to read all about the blood. I believe God died for us. How he rose for us. We are dead in our sins. I said, Lord, have mercy. I began to read that and study that and concentrate. And God said, you are alive. In me.
Yes, amen.
See, the flesh is going to die. This flesh is going to die one day, but he said, I'm alive in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, let me give you an example. And I'm going to set up when I take notice of in the book of John and the two thieves on the cross that Jesus was there, case in point. One said, if he be the Son of God, why don't he come on down and save himself and then save us? That's the devil talking. That's the devil talking. But the man said, wait a minute. He said, look, he said, this man on the, he ain't done nothing wrong. We're the ones that done all the wrong. I'm the one that done all the wrong. And he stopped and he said, will you remember me? Will you remember me when you come into your kingdom? And I love what the Father said to Jesus. He said, this day, not tomorrow, this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise. This day. Hallelujah. 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 So God has authority, and he's setting a place for us. And somebody said, how long is long? Long. How long is long? Long. What is eternity? Eternity. Eternity, according to the word of God, if we take our time, and this is what that young brother said tonight, I tell you, just got me fired up. And got me fired up in the woo, Jesus. Got me fired up. The lions of the den. My God. We are lions. And like I was telling somebody one day, I said, as I was walking the street, I could see the clear light, but I saw a lion. A lion come walk along with me. And I was telling one of my prayer partners, who was that? She said, that was Jesus letting him know he's walking with you. And you have a leadership. You are a king, kingdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know what's going to happen? I may not be able to, but oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God is doing it. He's doing it. See, there's a fire from Georgia all the way up the middle coast, all around. Oh, I see the fire just moving because we've been praying. I believe in it. And see, I'm not trying to say you're better than me. I'm not trying to say you're better than him, because we are sons of God.
Amen. Yes.
The sons of God. We got the same right. And you know what I say to somebody? I said, one day we're going to walk in a place called gold on a street. So transparent. God Almighty. gold, carnuckle. We're going to have all those things. Hallelujah. But right now, while we're on the earth realm, it's up to us to fight the good fight of faith, to believe what God is saying. It is our hour. So I just want to thank y'all. Anybody else? Somebody's got a testimony. This testimony time. Go ahead. Okay. Thank you. So the one thing I will say to the young man from that come on tonight, I thank God for you. I love you, brother. But you ain't seen nothing yet. So you just continue to take care of yourself and believe in God. Anybody got a testimony they want to give tonight? Amen. Anybody has a testimony? Well, tonight I want to just say we thank God once again for us all coming together and what God is doing. If I don't see you again, I'll see you on the other side. So God bless you and God keep you, okay?
Amen.
Amen.